guys, good morning. This is the host and producer of the Many Faces of the Able podcast, Jessica Najali, as well as the founder of the Able blog and all of his social media presence. Now, I'm doing things a little differently due to the weather. As you know, I missed last week's episode, or what would have been last week's episode, because we had a bad ice storm and I didn't want to chance it. And now we're supposed to be getting it with another one, so I wanted to do next week's episode ahead of time, just in case, because the YouTube episode of this needs to go up by Monday. So that's why I'm doing this a little early. And today's episode is going to be on our brand new e-zine, which I debuted on our blog at https://seetheable.blogspot.com. The e-zine is called the Many Faces of the Able e-zine. It's after our podcast. What you will see in that will be a monthly magazine where we highlight our monthly topic every month, our free and paid services every month, and then any additional things like, say, a book review, which is something we have coming up for March, that I will ask the person if they would like to be highlighted in our magazine, or maybe a free service that we offer, like a special mention of the month, where we highlight someone's work, project, or something they're passionate about for free in the magazine with a little bio and photo and things like that. There's going to be other things that'll grow within the magazine, how we update our website, how we will hopefully start a t-shirt line in the near future, probably way off until about 2023. Late 2022 at the very least. Things like that. It'll get highlighted every month with different things. And of course, the things that won't change will be our paid and free services, and our monthly topic will always be highlighted within the magazine as well. We'll also be highlighting within the next edition of our magazine, along with the newest book review, I hope, that's coming up in March. We'll also be highlighting our very own and very first co-hosting and theme topic of the new year. That'll come up on February 14th, and will be followed by our podcast that Saturday after February 14th. I'm going to sit down with someone very special of mine, Chris. He'll be discussing on the show what it's like, his job experience and his overall work experience with the disability of cerebral palsy. So that's coming up also in February. We have a lot of exciting new things coming up. A brand new topic on heart disease in March as well. I hope you guys stay tuned. If you, by any chance, would like a PDF copy, send your email. Because here's the thing, guys. When I originally started this, it was originally a monthly newsletter that I would share within the blog. After about a year, I didn't notice any interaction. I have a personal thought about newsletters in general. I think they get overkill. I understand they're a great way to promote, whether you do them monthly or quarterly. But if nothing really changes, and you're just repeating yourself with the same information you had the month prior, what good is that going to do? So because we have all this new content and we have a bigger presence on social media versus my writing side of things, because that's slowly growing as I go too, I figured putting it all in a digital magazine that people can ask me for their own personal PDF file, or they can just go to the website and see what new additions are coming, what we're adding as we grow. That's more interactive. Plus, I can get suggestions and ideas put into the magazine itself. Now, for the author side of things, I do have a newsletter, but like I said, that has a smaller audience because my social media presence is smaller. I'm not on all social media channels when it comes to my writing, because I think they get a little overkill with that. So for instance, when it comes to my social media for my writing site, The only channels I'm on regularly enough are Instagram, Facebook, my Facebook group, TikTok. I don't have a Twitter handle. I used to for my writing side of things, but that's another place that gets off topic a lot and gets very political, and you know, the trolls are just insane. So, and I don't post enough versus what I do here for the Abler to keep everybody updated regularly on what's happening with my books. Because when you're promoting a book and you're planning out a book and you're plotting it out and you're scheduling it and you're doing all the formatting and you're trying to get the editing scheduled and you're, you know, it has to be a year in advance. So even if I put out a quarterly newsletter versus a monthly newsletter with my writings and things like I do now, things still wouldn't change because it's a slow process, because you have to rely, especially for an independent artist of any kind, if you don't have the resources to pay or the network abilities to connect with people first to kind of exchange services in some way, say, hey, can you do this for me and I'll do that for you, then I'm going to have to learn to do it on my own. And when you're learning to do something on your own, much less build two platforms at the same time, it can be very overwhelming. So that's why I wanted to explain why I don't have a newsletter for the Abler versus an online magazine. I thought versus both my platforms that an online magazine would do better with my presence with the Abler, because we reach so many people regardless. And I'm on so many different platforms for my writing as is, especially specified for the disabled community, chronic illness, invisible chronic pain community. I'm on, people can reach me and different platforms related to that too. And that's how I get more network and connection opportunities. So that's why I feel this is the best option to go for this platform. So every month, guys, you will see additional stuff, if not additional stuff added to our magazine, if we have it. So hopefully with the permission of the newest book reviewer that I have in lined up for March, I can highlight that in the magazine as well. I'll have to contact them and ask them first. And then I have our first co-host, co-hosting and theme topic for the new year for this podcast and for our magazine that will be highlighted within the magazine itself. We have our newest topic coming up that's already scheduled for March on heart disease as well. So it's going to be a crazy couple of months, guys. I want to thank you so much for the support and patience. And if you guys have any suggestions or comments or ideas for future shows, topics that you want to cover, want me to cover on the blog or one of our other social media channels, please don't hesitate to reach out and let me know. Just know, again, that we do not take straightforward political or religious topics, and that if it's something of a personal nature or a personal story, that every channel the Abler is on is a public domain. So if you would like me to not release certain information, keep certain things edited or anonymous, please let me know. I will send you the proper information, whether it be via Google form or email. And if it is something that needs a Google form, like our co-hosting duties or our guest blogging opportunity within the blog, those answers, that information will not be shared publicly, what you share on Google Forms. It is just for me to gauge whether or not your topic, product, or service is appropriate for our platform. And the Abler, like I said, is overall a public domain on every social media channel, not just the blog itself, but we're on every social media channel except for Snapchat. So I mean, that's how big our presence has grown in just 5 years. So please be aware of that as well. And I will let you know right off the bat whether or not your project, topic, or service will be appropriate for our platform. platform or not, because the fact that there is a good possibility we have people under the age of 18 within our platforms and reading our blog. Alright guys, if you would like to contact me directly without sending a comment through our comment form on the blog, we do have the Facebook Messenger app within the blog itself as well, https://theable.blogspot.com. It'll pop up automatically. It'll give you a prompt, questions. Pick the one you would like or just type in what you would like to discuss. If I don't get back to you right away, because it's difficult for me to find certain things, they keep changing the format on Facebook all the time now, just send me a comment on our comment form and I'll get back to you that way as quickly as I possibly can. Just verify in the comment what you would like to discuss so I'm prepared to give you the proper information and answers. The next show will be, after the show, I schedule the show, will be on our co-hosting opportunity with Chris, with my very good friend Chris. So look for that. That's coming up on the 14th, but it will be scheduled for the podcast itself on, I want to say, hold on guys, I clicked on one thing. It's going up on the podcast on February 5th, but it will be on the YouTube channel on on the YouTube channel the 31st of January, and then the podcast will be scheduled for February 5th. I believe that's how it goes. Or I could be wrong. Wait a minute, I think this is it. No, you know what, guys? It's this episode that will be scheduled for the 5th as far as the podcast goes, and so this episode will be scheduled for the 5th, and then following in the next 2 weeks will be our co-hosting show with Chris, and he'll discuss his experience as a disabled man with CP, his work experience, what that's like for him or has been in the past, currently with COVID happening. So like I said guys, I have a lot going on, a lot of good unexpected things in the next couple of months, and like I said, if you have any suggestions, ideas, whether it be for a show, for the podcast, or blog, cross promoting on our blog, you want to do a Twitter chat, you want me to do some sort of Q&A on TikTok, anything at all, sponsorships overall for the Abler, not just for this podcast. Ambassador things, I do want to make a point of saying, if you're an ambassador of a company and you come across the profile on Instagram for the Abler and you don't read what the Abler is about, and your profile and your ambassador position is not something that'll click with our brand, then I say you just bypass it, because we're looking for specific ambassadorships when it comes with the Abler, obviously, because we have a specific message. So if you're not someone who's linked to a chronic pain community, chronic illness, unknown illness, or invisible disability of some sort, or any other taboo topic that you would like to discuss, a variety of abuse or a survivor of some sort, then our platform probably won't be for you, because I've noticed I've gotten a couple ambassador messages within the account for the Abler on Instagram. First and foremost, thank you so much for the interaction and the follows, but the branding opportunities, the ambassador opportunities that I've been getting aren't a good fit for me like to continue to spread our message with concerning the A-word. So just be mindful of that before you send me a message about ambassadorship, sponsorship, anything that would help either one of us grow. Look at our platforms. Check out the blog at https://theable.blogspot.com before you send me a message of some sort asking me to, because it comes across as a little spammy, to be honest, and not really professional. So I understand people are looking for interactions and likes and just getting their numbers up, but my platform isn't just about getting our numbers up or engagement. It's about providing a place that is safe, that people can connect to, that people can find out the best possible advice from, friendship, learning something, whether it be whatever I post, or learning something from somebody within our Facebook group on, you know, it's a place to learn and educate and grow and be heard without being penalized or punished or bullied or looked down upon because of it. I started this platform to highlight the things that were once told we couldn't talk about or we don't know enough about. So, you know, I have the best intentions with my work here. And as you can tell, within the past 5 years, it's taken off quite a bit, and I'm very fortunate for that. Just please, if you're someone who's a serious interested party about anything connecting professionally with the Abler, just look into our platform, do your homework before you do, because like you and myself, I'm pretty sure you would say the same thing. I don't want to have to, you know, say no, sorry, you're not a good fit because you didn't pay attention and look at what we're about. You're just doing this for getting follows and getting this and getting that. No. And I can pretty much tell by the tone of what's written if it's a legit profile or not. I'm just saying, oh, and also, I don't want a free iPhone. That's total crap. I don't know how you come across. No. So those types of things, free whatever, iPhone, iPad, whatever, free whatever, gift card. Those types of accounts just bypass me altogether because I'm going to block you. But if you're someone who's legitimately looking to connect with me on a professional level within our platform for the Abler, please just check us out first before, do your homework, and then reach out to me, because I don't want to miss out on an actual opportunity, thinking it's, you know, a spammer or somebody who's just one of those, you know, random accounts that's just screwing with me in some way. So please, you know, be mindful of that as well. And that's pretty much all I have to say. If you guys have any suggestions about what you would like to see within our monthly e-zine in the next couple months, or as it continues to grow, don't hesitate to reach out. We're everywhere on social media except for Snapchat. And if you have a platform and you're listening to this episode now on Anchor FM, or if you listen to us on Spotify or Apple, send me a message and I'll get back to you, and I'll let you know whether or not your suggestion or idea will be a good fit, whether it's now or in the future. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you in a couple weeks with new updates and, you know, the usual. Have a great day and stay safe, because we're going to be hit hard with some snow right here this weekend. All right? God bless and have a great day. Bye-bye.